Break. Today we're doing Sheni in the Parshas Va'aschanon. So there is a verse, Pasuk Tezvav. In the context of the verse talks about. We actually read about it in Tisha B'Av. Also, we read from this verse. But this pasuk, it talks about following and not corrupting yourself to. Make images, make a pesel, make statues, to worship them. I mean, to us today, some of these things seem like very simple. I mean, it seems like foolish, almost. I mean, we see, though, that the Torah has to constantly warn people not to fall for these different things, especially because the idol worshippers at that time used to worship all these various different symbols. Now, in the context, the verse also says, "V'nishmartem moedan avshisaychem." We say the Gemara. We see the Gemara. One of the rabbis in the Gemara was sort of speaking despairingly, degrading to one of the. Kings of Israel who worshipped idols, and he said like bad about him, even though he's one of the people that the Mishnah says doesn't have a portion of the world to come. It says that he sinned and he caused other people to sin. Yet when this rabbi spoke despairingly later on, he came to his dream and he told him, had you been living at that time, you would actually be chasing after the Avodah Zorah a lot more than any of the people that you're criticizing. Basically, the test that people have at a certain time, the Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zorah was basically taken away. We don't have any more that great desire, but the people at that time had the need for it. It was a great desire. The Torah warns us in a lot of places, but in the simple context, the verse says here, you must be very careful about your souls. And in the context of the verse says, for you have not seen any image on the day that God spoke to you in Horeb at Sinai from the fire, which means there was no physical image over there, and therefore the verse continues, lest that you corrupt and you make yourself a statue, an image of any kind of a creatures or any kinds of the sun, the moon, anything. Can't do that. That's a big sin. So in this context, you would see nishmartem oid lenafshesechem would mean rather about the soul, protecting your soul, not to fail and not to follow the people that are around you. But in the Rambam, in Halacha, we use this pasuk of a nishmarte moed anafshisechem, that one must protect their body, that one is not allowed to do anything that may cause damage or pain to the body. Furthermore, the Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch, it is forbidden, we know, to hit another person. You're not allowed to beat another person. What happens if the other person says to you, you know what, I give you permission to beat me up? Or if he says, I give you permission to insult me, I give you permission to degrade me, to cause me pain. He gives him permission. Is the other one allowed to do it? The answer is no. Why? Because you don't own your body to give permission to somebody else to cause harm to your body. Same thing is for yourself. A person, as the Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch, is not allowed to cause himself pain. The only time that a person would be permitted to fast or things like that, because that is meant to get him teshuva, to return to Hashem, that's a benefit for the soul. So then we allow you the discomfort for the body. I guess that also is to a certain degree. But the point over here is, the Torah uses the language, according to this interpretation, A, it doesn't really fit in with the whole context of where the pasuk comes, because it talks more about idol worship and spiritual matters. But furthermore, the verse says you should protect your soul. It doesn't say you should protect your body. It says nishmartem oid v'nafshei seichem. But in here actually lies the idea. The idea is that when you protect your body, you're actually protecting your soul. It's actually inseparable. You can't, as the Rambam writes, if you're not feeling well, if you're not rested, if you're not physically fit to be able to sit, to study, to pray, to do what you need to do, so then inevitably it's your spiritual life that is going to suffer. It's going to be a fact that if you're not physically healthy, then automatically that will cause itzushmartem l'nafshei seichem. And this is sort of the Torah is giving you the reasoning why you must be very careful with your physical body, is because that's the way to be careful also with your spiritual. You can't separate the two. There's a saying of the Maggid of Mezrich, a very pointed saying. He says, a small hole in the body is a big hole in the soul. Which means a little discomfort in the body, there can be, the results will be very severe. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Tanya, learning in the Geras HaTshuva, the Alter Rebbe writes that in our days, that we don't have the koyach, we don't have the strength like in the olden days to fast, it's actually prohibited. One is not allowed to fast and cause themselves pain, because the fact is that if a person is tired, if a person is hungry, if a person is not fit, and I don't know, the yeshivas don't see that much the benefit of exercising and things like that. I know when my boys came to Eretz Yisrael in the yeshiva and they wanted to play a little basketball, they didn't look at it too favorably. And they just wanted to get out and do a little, you know, just a little exercise, just to that. But, you know, today we know in the curriculums, in the general curriculums they have, they build in, you know, sports and other kind of physical fitness that becomes part of the curriculum. So, but I guess everything, you know, depends what you're doing and how you do it, and not to overdo it in either direction. But what I find, the point that I wanted to make over here is that I find that the Pasuk calls it guarding your soul, even though it's guarding your body, because guarding your body is actually guarding your soul. And the same thing is, the Rambam writes, that's actually the reason why, I mean, there could be physical harm to the body, but there's also other, there is emotional, there is stress. A person is stressed out, the person doesn't have menuchas hanefesh, he doesn't have peace of mind. Maybe he has worries on his head. Sometimes they're monetary worries, sometimes they're health worries, sometimes there's worries other than, you know, get along with people. You know, there's all kinds of worries. So a person who's stressed out, and a person who is also not, his mood, his head is not into learning, into davening, he's just is not up to it, doesn't feel well. That's what the Rambam writes. This is actually why the prophets and all the righteous people were yearning for Mashiach to come. You know, it says that Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be, all the items are going to be plenty, there's going to be no strife, there's going to be no jealousy, there's going to be no competition, and there's going to be madanim yuk offer. The delicacies are going to be like sand in the two interpretations. There's going to be plenty like the sand, or they'll be considered like sand. They're going to be unimportant. They're not going to have any major value over there. But why do they want this? The Rambam explains, because when people can have their physical needs, they don't have any worries, they're not stressed out, they're relaxed, then they can serve the Eibishter there. Just like physically, your physical health is important, also your emotional health is important, to be able to really be able to connect to Hashem and all through all the various different ways. And so that's why, you know, we pray to Hashem that Hashem should give us, take away all of our worries, all of our headaches, and allow us to serve the Eibishter with. And one of the things is that spoken to some people who have who do have issues, and they said that, you know, they actually find a way to get rid of all their worries is by, you know, delving in deeply into the study, into, so they sort of transformed themselves into a different world. They're no longer here. So the worries that preoccupy their minds and their hearts is no longer there. And some people find the Ori Miklot, as the Rebbe uses the metaphor for Torah, as we're coming up to the month of Elul, that to find the Torah as a place of a refuge, to run away of all the daily you know, worries and problems, and to study Torah. The Eibishter should help that we should actually merit the coming of Mashiach to take away all of our worries, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, so that we can serve Hashem with a full heart, with a full soul, with love, with Ava, with Yira, as the Eibishter expects from us.